Interesting times.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The Federal Reserve has been very busy lately, rescuing investment banks and trying to loosen the credit markets. But one area where it might be hands-off time is interest rates. The Fed meets tomorrow on that. Jeremy Hobson has more from Washington.
Fed watchers expect the federal funds rate to stay at 2%. Former Fed Governor Lyle Gramley, now at the Stanford Group, says any hike in rates to stave off inflation would scare the markets and hurt economic growth.
If you thought a person had a pimple on his forehead and a big dose of chemotherapy would cure it, but it might kill him, what would you do?
So he says keeping rates steady is likely. Princeton economist Alan Blinder agrees, but he says the Fed is far from hamstrung.
As we know, the Fed is doing lots of other things to try to shore up the financial system with lending facilities of all kinds. They're doing quite a lot.
If the rate does stay at 2% tomorrow, it will have been there since April. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
The Dow starts the week at 11,326. It fell a fraction last week. The other indexes were pretty flat. The NASDAQ is at 2310, the S&P 500 at 1260. 1 to 2% losses in Asia today. European shares are mixed so far. For a while, it looked like we would see 100 years of Vioxx trials. But last year, drug company Merck settled the lawsuits over its painkiller for $4.8 billion. This week, that money starts going to the victims. Dan Gretsch reports.
More than 97% of people who sued Merck agreed to the settlement. That's nearly 50,000 people. Individual payouts will range from $5,000 to several million dollars. Still, many claimants say it's not enough. Al Pennington is a retired TV broadcaster who had a heart attack after taking Vioxx.
When they see that $4.85 billion figure, the public thinks, wow, those people are going to be rich. But then the lawyer takes 35 to 40%. The plaintiff is left with very little.
Pennington says his check will barely cover the prescription drugs he now takes for his weakened heart. Claimants will start receiving their checks in a few weeks. That doesn't mean Merck's troubles are over. The company still faces hundreds of potential lawsuits. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
If you watch any TV at all, I'm sure you've seen those catchy ads for FreeCreditReport.com.
They say a man should always dress for the job he wants. So why am I dressed up like a pirate in this restaurant?
The commercials have run 90,000 times in the past year. They're a big hit on YouTube. But consumer groups hate this website. As the New York Times points out this morning, there's nothing free about it. Listen closely to the ad.
Should have gone to FreeCreditReport.com. I could have seen this coming at me like an atom bomb. They monitor your credit and send you email alerts so you don't end up selling fish to tourists in T-shirts.
Offer applies with enrollment and Triple Advantage.
Ah, you have to enroll in a credit monitoring service for $15 a month to get your free credit report. Now, the government already gives you one free credit report a year from each of the credit agencies, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, and you don't have to sign up for anything. But guess who owns FreeCreditReport.com? Experian.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about business at Gather.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Last week, the Bush administration said the next White House will inherit a $500 billion budget deficit. That would be a record. But Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says, unfortunately, that's not even close to the real deficit.
Well, the number the Bush people have put out is $482 billion, and people are going, or however you inhale. But the real number is significantly higher than that, the real deficit. In fact, it probably closes in on $900 billion, but it's only money, and who's counting?
Well, what would people say if it was $900 billion?
Well, they'd say, my God, it's 6% of the gross domestic product. This is the number back in the 80s, in the early Reagan years, that shocked everybody and got Congress and Reagan and all of these people to put in a very large tax increase. Mm-hmm. And now we're approaching that number, and nobody seems to realize it other than me and one or two other people who are considered cranks, like Senator Conrad of North Dakota.
Okay, so explain how you come up with $900 billion versus the $482 billion.
All right, it's Washington math. So we start with 482, the stated number. We then add back $182 billion, which is the Social Security surplus, which reduces the stated deficit. But in theory, this money is being set aside for you and me when we get to be old and even crankier than we are, which makes it 664. Then the government pays interest on its own securities to itself and its own trust funds, and that's about another $100 billion. Then there's 50-something billion dollars for loans and loan guarantees. So you do all of this, and you end up with Senator Conrad's number, which is 815. But he's being way too nice and way too conservative.
So, Alan, what do you propose we do about this?
Well, I propose, for starters, that people in our profession, yours and mine, decide to use the real number instead of the stated number. People might actually listen, but right now there's no pressure on the White House, whoever happens to be in the White House, to care about this. The people from Congress, for the most part, go their own way because there's nobody really in charge of the whole big financial picture. Maybe this will change with the next administration, but I sure wouldn't want to bet on it.
All right, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.
Feel free to share your thoughts with us online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.